Our topic today is be careful what you ask for. Many small business owners are so busy running the day-to-day operations of the company that they have little time to devote to planning for business growth. Owners know that they want sales and profits to increase, but they don't have a clear plan to achieve those goals. Usually, throwing some money at marketing is the first step they take. Often, small business marketing efforts are guided by outsiders who have a commissioned interest in advertisements, the media sales representatives. Business owners place ads in publications because their reps offer them a spot in a special section or sign up to participate in coupon mailers because the sales rep is either likable or aggressive. These types of decisions, made on the fly, usually result in advertisements that are directed to the wrong target market or present mixed messages regarding your business. Sure, your business may get exposure, but are you reaching your potential customers? Some business owners decide to try a new marketing angle without thoroughly assessing the possible consequences. Recently, a friend who owns a retail business read in a trade publication that email marketing was a cost-effective way of reaching the market. He didn't have email information for most of his existing customer base, so he decided to run an ad in the local paper offering a $25 gift certificate to everyone who sent him an email asking for his electronic newsletter. The first day that the ad ran, he received 590 email responses and received over 1,000 in the following days. This marketing campaign dramatically increased his email list, but it was also outrageously expensive. A large percentage of the gift certificates were redeemed, resulting in a huge direct cost. Many of those who purchased with the gift certificate were not his typical customers and had little potential to be returning shoppers. Also, the business owner didn't set up his email account to automatically respond to requests, so it cost him employee time in responding to those over 1,600 individual emails. Business owners are often poorly prepared to evaluate the actual cost and benefit of any marketing efforts they implement. They send out mailings using outdated mailing lists that don't ask for a response of any kind. They don't track sales increases or decreases in relation to advertisement placement. And they gather information from customers that they don't use to generate additional sales. Most frequently, small business owners don't really know where their customers are coming from because they don't ask. A marketing plan is a tool that can help small business owners avoid many of the mishaps that occur when they use a fly-by-the-seat-of-your-pants approach to marketing. Marketing plans help business owners establish goals and give a roadmap for implementing and evaluating their marketing programs. All marketing should increase sales opportunities for your business. Developing a plan allows small business owners to define who they are trying to reach, decide on methods to communicate with that market, map out a calendar to schedule and coordinate marketing pieces, and set up means to evaluate the effectiveness of each marketing piece. The Georgia Small Business Development Center Network can help small business owners develop marketing plans. Contact your local SBDC center. A consultant is ready to help. I'm Debbie Graham, and I thank you for the gift of your time and attention, and I wish you much success in your business ventures.